Hey,
shh.
It's the Madman Film Review on 95 BFM.
It is indeed the Madman Film Review for... Oh, excuse me, I'm just messing around with my microphone. For the New Zealand International Film Festival, which is currently taking place. Just kicked off on Thursday, I believe, was opening night, and so we're now into the third day. Anyway, Sai, you went and saw a film?
Yes.
What did you see?
Is this the film I'm reviewing?
Oh, right. How interesting. What a coincidence. What's the film that you're reviewing?
I am reviewing the documentary, which is called The Price of Everything, directed by Nathaniel Kahn.
And what's it about? What's the story here? What are we talking? Documentary? Is it in the weird section? What's the weird section called? Putting you on the spot here.
I got it wrong the other day. I called it like the WTF section, but it's actually Stranger Than Something. I think the documentary one is Stranger Than Fiction.
Stranger Than Fiction. Right on.
Thank you.
This is from the Stranger Than Fiction zone, the documentary zone. So what's it about, this price of everything?
So the documentary delves into the world of contemporary art, and it follows various artists and their artwork.
Who are we talking? What sort of artists?
So do you know Larry Poones?
Larry Poones.
Larry Poones, so he's a painter.
Don't know Larry. Do you know Larry?
And there's Jeffrey Koons, so...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everyone knows Jeff. You know Big Jeff?
Yeah, me and Jeff go way back.
Yeah, yeah. Jeff, the complete capitalist.
And Gerhard Richter.
Oh, yeah.
So painters, artists. Well, artists is everything, but also people who make contemporary sculptures.
Big timers.
Yeah. So very high up there in the art world. Larry Poones is very high up there, but he... When you watch the documentary, you can see that it's called The Price of Everything because it compares, it says business and art go hand in hand.
Ooh, contra.
Yeah, so...
Sorry, how does that work?
So Larry Poones, he kind of went off the grid. He lives in the country, he stays away from the city. And some people just rediscovered his artwork, and then all of a sudden he was a trend again.
Right on.
Yeah, so what I liked about the documentary was that you're given an inside look into everyone who contributes and benefits from the artwork. Like you had the artist, the auctioneer, the collector, the art gallery curator, who is also an art consultant, and everyone has a different take on it.
Kind of the financial end, just the people who are benefiting financially, the price of everything. Because it's like a... Sorry to just segue in, but there's kind of a conversation in the contemporary art world about value versus money value. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And Jeff Koons is obviously, and Gerhard Richter are two of like, you know, they're getting collected by banks and like money launderers and, you know, so there's kind of this weird thing at play when artwork is just about financial value. Do you know what I mean?
As opposed to content or concept.
Yeah, or ideas or politics, which is like, you know, traditionally contemporary art kind of delves into those things too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can see in the documentary that the artists have this constant struggle to uphold their artistic integrity.
Jeff Koons has a struggle?
It doesn't really seem like he has a
he's
struggle.
He's got no struggle, yeah. He's like a super villain.
Yeah, you see them, he has hired a whole team to just kind of retouch all these paintings. So he's got a whole team, but like a lot of the artists... painters, there's a part in the documentary where they say you can make many copies and get millions, but then if you keep doing that you lose your artistic integrity.
So what's the point of the director? What's his point of view? Is he like into the commerce side of that world, or is he critical of the commerce side of that world?
The documentary is an observational documentary.
Yeah.
So that's when the person who's making the documentary the person behind the camera, it's just the camera and the subject, there's no interruption. So you can kind of see that his intent, because everything is unbiased because you don't get any commentary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he kind of... Okay, sorry, again, I'm going to have to segue here. Sometimes if you choose certain subjects, even if you don't necessarily decide to talk about their wrongness or rightness, just presenting them in a certain illuminating way gives them sort of validity, if you know what I mean. So kind of, if you're showing the marketplace as just a marketplace and you're like, yeah, all these guys are doing really great, they're making lots of money, but then you don't be like, hey, where's the female artists in this world? You kind of just blank through them. Then you sort of validate a certain point of view.
Also the context, like the way that, I mean, it's called the price of everything, yeah. Right? So it clearly has a stance on commerce. And
oh, he does. It's interesting because you show the artist's point of view and then like there's Larry Perns, who is not about the commercial value of his art, and there's Jeffrey Kearns, who's just kind of his art becomes like lobby art.
Mm.
Big time lobby art.
Yeah,
I've actually seen one of his works in a lobby in a shopping mall in Seoul.
It kind of works two ways, lobby and lobbyist. Am I right?
Oh,
hey,
howza. Anyway. So it sounds like, regardless of like your perspective, obviously I'm a little bit of an anarchist, well, not an anarchist, but I'm critical of that.
Yeah, it's good to be critical.
That part of the world. But it still sounds interesting. I'd like to go see it, you know?
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. It's very informative as well. So you learn a lot.
Is it a fun documentary? You know, some documentaries are a little bit like, oh. What would you give it on the funness scale?
On the funness scale...
Like, is it gossipy? Because, you know, that's what I want in a documentary.
It's not too gossipy. It's not too gossipy, actually. It's quite informative. I'm quite biased to those kind of documentaries because I like documentaries like that show everything, like the fishing industry, and you see everything. So I'm a bit biased. But, yeah, it really depends on what kind of documentary you like.
Does it include interviews with the actual artists themselves, or does it just kind of follow them around?
It includes interviews with the artists themselves.
Any female artists?
Yes, there was one. Oh, I forgot her name, but she only makes a few pieces of art, and she doesn't really recreate them because it kind of shows her struggle back in her home country. So yeah, it'd be hard to recreate it. Well, that's from my perspective, though.
All right. So, The Price of Everything by Nathaniel Kearns. It's on at the film festival. Let me just get the screening times.
I think it's Nathaniel Kahn.
Nathaniel Kahn. Sorry, my bad.
Jeffrey Perns,
Larry Kearns, Nathaniel Kahn. All right. It's on today at the Rialto Cinemas in Newmarket, but unfortunately that is sold out. But it is on again at the Civic. On the 29th of July, that's next Sunday. And actually, we have two tickets to give away to that, everybody. So go, ooh. And then it's on again on Wednesday, the 1st of August at Rialto Cinemas Newmarket. And finally, it's on August the 5th at Event Cinemas Westgate. That's not me getting a phone call, is it? Good. All right. All you need to do is send us a text to 53955. What should we ask these people? We got to ask a question to give away these tickets.
Ask them something about art, maybe.
Yeah, it's got to be art. It's got to be art related. All right, how about this? We want somebody who goes out there and stomps their feet. Tell us the last exhibition you went to. That's reasonable?
Yeah. I think that's...
The punters?
Fine. Of course, they could just Google it and lie.
They could Google and lie if they feel like it, but you know.
They could just Google art Auckland.
Okay, tell us the last exhibition you went to in Auckland, any gallery.
And your favourite piece of art.
Or why you liked it or why you didn't like it.
Mm.
Send us a text to 53955 and you could win two tickets to The Price of Everything on Sunday, the 29th of July at 12:30.
At the beautiful Civic.
The wonderful, magnificent Civic. And I want to say thank you to Sai for coming in.
Thank you.
Seeing this film. Have you got any others planned? Going to go see any other film festival films?
I think there's a Japanese film on in the film festival.
I think there's a few.
And is it an animation? I'm not sure, but I want to see it. I like Japanese films.
Nice one. How about you, Chris?
Oh, I'm going to one today, I think.
Actually. Tell me more.
I think it's Shoplifters is the film that I'm going to.
Who are you
going
to see it with?
My beautiful girlfriend, Mizma, who's actually a film aficionado.
Okay.
And has basically booked all of my film festival film screenings.
That's awesome. Which
is great. It's like having a curated collection of films
without the anxiety,
and I don't have to put the effort in. So.
Yeah, I get anxious looking at the film festival program. Like, oh my god.
Yeah, how do you pick the good ones?
So many options.
And you don't want to go to a stinker. Not that there are any.
No, there are some, but not this one. Thanks, Madman.
That was your Madman film review on 95 BFM.